TV. That's one way to relax. Another time is to go to the movies, and let's do that right now with RN's very own film critic Jason DeRosso. Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you've got a film for us this morning. Well, it's coming into the cinemas this week about a couple preparing to celebrate their 45th wedding anniversary. Of course, for knees up to be sure. Something goes wrong.
Something goes wrong. But it's not a comedy. It's not even a black comedy. It's a really interesting, I think quite compelling drama in which, yes, the thing that goes wrong starts with a very, well, innocuous thing, really. It's the arrival of a letter, but it's a letter that informs the husband that the body of his former girlfriend, someone who went missing, was presumed dead in a mountain climbing accident 5 decades ago, before he met his current wife, who's played by Charlotte Rampling in the film. This body has been found. It's been found in the Swiss Alps where they were mountain climbing, frozen in a glacier. And so this is the kind of metaphor that starts off this film, which is really a drama about a marriage in trouble, in which the memory, the sort of shadow of a former lover.
The spectre of a former lover 50 years ago.
Yeah, and metaphorically speaking, that kind of frozen moment in time, the frozen body in the ice, is just this spectre that hangs over both of them. And he, of course, denies that he's, you know, particularly troubled by this news, and yet you can see he is. Charlotte Rampling plays a woman who, beneath a very sort of English reserve, starts to simmer away, thinking about, well, was I ever enough for this man? I'll play you a clip from the film. The husband is played by Tom Courtney, who's another iconic British actor, of course, the star of iconic British films like The Loneliness of the Long Distance Runner and so forth. The interesting thing here is that he plays a man who perhaps is on the verge of, you know, early Alzheimer's. We're not really sure. He's a little dottery. Charlotte, on the other hand, as I say, does play a woman with a kind of a capacity to be very in control, but she's losing control here.
Well, why were you her next of kin?
Because they thought we were married.
Who did?
The authorities, people.
What made them think that?
We told them we were.
You weren't, though?
Oh, no, hell no, we just had to pretend so that people would let us stay in their houses. Different in those days, Kate, and then after the accident,
You're not lying to me.
No, Kate, she wore a ring on her finger. It was a small wooden ring, like a curtain ring, made of oak.
Funny you'd remember that. It
wasn't real.
It's a clip from 45 years. It's pretty powerful, the notion that, I mean, you can see why a wife would be concerned about finding out that her husband was next of kin for this woman that died 50 years ago when they were still in a relationship.
No, absolutely, yeah.
Charlotte Rampling, who I just think is fantastic. I haven't seen this film, though. She's up for an Oscar for this performance. I don't think she's had an Oscar. I don't know if she's ever had an Oscar nomination.
No. I think, look, she's not going to get it, I don't think.
She's
Brie
not?
Larson for The Room will probably get it.
How do you rate a performance in this?
But it's very good. It's a great performance, a naturalistic sort of performance, an actor's performance too, because this is a film shot with a lot of long takes where there's really no room to hide. And, you know, the script is improvised to a degree. So there is a lot of her, I mean, a lot of the performance of both of them really is about their ability to sort of inhabit these characters and inhabit the moment in a way that's very naturalistic. And you know, the director is not cutting away very often. You know, they're often on screen for a long period of time, often together, and it's just that dynamic between the two that has to work. And it does for the most part. It's not a perfect film. The director, Andrew Hay, made a great film about a couple of young men who fall in love over a pretty heady weekend in Birmingham a few years ago called Weekend, and he's been directing some of that small screen series Looking. There are moments when I think his internal editor isn't quite working, and there's the odd superfluous gesture, the odd sort of extra line that's not needed. But all in all, it's a wonderful drama and really thought-provoking, a great relationship movie, 45 years.
Weekend and 45 years is very literal, Andrew Hake, isn't he?
That's right. That's the point, yeah.
Okay, but you think Brie Larson's going to get the Oscar. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Also out this week, a film about blacklisted Hollywood screenwriter Dalton Trumbo. The facts of his case are perhaps not widely known. I didn't know it. I had to Google it recently. He was an extraordinary figure, really.
Absolutely. He was, at the time of, you know, being blacklisted, which was in 47, he was one of the Hollywood 10, they were called, blacklisted for being a member of the Communist Party and for refusing to cooperate with the House Un-American Activities Committee, which was essentially a commie sort of witch hunt set up by various sort of right-wing forces within the government and within Hollywood. He was one of the highest paid screenwriters in Hollywood. And yet, even though he went to prison for a year for not cooperating with this committee, and even though he was blacklisted after that, subsequently for something like 13 years, he continued to work under pseudonyms. And so he wrote films like Spartacus, like Gun Crazy, which is a lesser known sort of B movie, which was very influential, especially on the French New Wave.
When he was in prison?
Roman Holiday. No, when he got out.
But when he got out. So Roman Holiday.
Exactly. He was, you know, really a larger than life figure, somewhat aristocratic, which is kind of odd for a communist, I suppose. I mean, he used to write in the bath with a glass of whiskey, and he used to, you know, have these sort of, what are those long cigarette holders called that he used to smoke with those?
I don't know, but you can see the smoking jacket.
Exactly.
I get when it gets out
so
of the bath.
So he was one of those.
So he was a larger-than-life figure. How does the movie deal with
it? Played by Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad. Look, I think the film is not much more than a sort of serviceable historical period piece in a way, but it is such an interesting story that I think it's worth a look, and certainly an interesting cast with, you know,
it's a hell of a cast,
Louis
isn't it? Bryan Cranston, as you say, Louis C.K.
Diane Lane plays Trumbo's wife. Helen Mirren, as Hedda Hopper, is particularly nasty, the sort of right-wing gossip columnist. So there's a lot to like. It's a great slice of Hollywood history.
I just duck back to Louis C.K.? Is he being serious? This is not a comedian, is
he? He's being serious. He plays an amalgam. He's an invented character, an amalgam of various sort of communist figures at the time who would have represented the kind of more hard-edge, blue-collar communist screenwriter in Hollywood who viewed Trumbo with a bit of suspicion. Okay. You know, the sort of guy who'd come back from fighting in Spain and sort of viewed Trumbo as a bit of a Chardonnay socialist. So
it's a great story, but not a great movie.
It's a little lumpy. Okay. It's a little lumpy, but worth a look.
You heard it there from Jason DeRosso, a little lumpy. And 45 Years, the other film. Our resident film critic, Jason DeRosso. You can hear more with Jason on Final Cut tomorrow morning at 11:30 here on RN, including an interview with Charlotte Rampling. So it's going to be worth a listen for sure. Thanks, Jason.